Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you today?
Let's see. Did you say your name is Jasmine?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Thank you, Jasmine.
You're welcome.
I'm calling because a false charge was just put onto my card, and I want you to take it off immediately. I haven't made any purchases with you.
Well, first I have to look up your account, ma'am. May I have your first name?
My first name is Lynn, L-I-N. My last name is Luker, L-U-K-E-R.
L-U-K-E-R. Okay. Is there anyone else that stays in your... Lynn, Luker.
Is there anyone else... What?
Hold on. Is there anyone else that stays in your home, ma'am?
Is there anyone else in my home?
Yes, ma'am.
No one else has used my card, if that's what you're saying.
Well, we have to assume it's fraud, as you say you didn't make it, the charge, ma'am.
That's correct. I did not.
Okay, so we just have to assume that it is fraud. But give me 1 second, because it does not look like you're popping up in our system. So give me 1 second.
Well, you charged $59.95, and that's...
Give me 1 second, ma'am. We're going to handle it just as soon as we can. Can I have your phone number? You people are rude. Jesus.
I'm sorry?
Can I have your phone number, please?
928-713-8590.
My name wants to be... could you verify your email, your shipping address for me, please?
You know, I don't know why you need all of that. I'm really hesitant to give you more information because you made this bogus charge.
No, we didn't do anything, ma'am. You did it yourself because you used your
No,
own
I
card.
Didn't.
Look,
I did not. The card is in there because, if you listen,
no,
some
listen
weeks ago.
Because what you're going to do is calm your tone down because I'm grown just like you are. Okay, so again, you're not talking to a child. I need you to calm down. Please.
Yeah, and you're not talking to a child either.
Okay.
That $59.95 is not a purchase I made, nor did anybody else.
Have a blessed day.